This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, Bill, you haven't been here a real long time, but the time you were here, how did you feel it went, and what were your thoughts?
Yeah, like you said, it's only been, a month and a half, 2 months, but was really fun, you know, met a lot of new people and made some good friends, so... it's fun being on a team where, there's a lot of guys my same age. So it was fun. Obviously, you know, the goal is to make the playoffs and compete for a Stanley Cup every year. But, I think that we have a motivated group in here of guys that want to win and want to be in the fight. So it's a big summer for everyone.
Just what has this transition been like for you?
Yeah, it's never easy, to be honest. You know, one day you're in one city and the next day you're another one with a lot of stuff to do in between. My girlfriend took a lot of the heat for that, moving stuff around. But I thought it went pretty well. Fortunate to get traded to a team where I know a lot of guys and had a lot of friends on the team. So I was grateful for that. And like I said, to come to a team with a lot of young guys made it really easy on me.
No, there can always be changes in the summer, but what are your takeaways just about the talent in this room and what this group can accomplish, you know, with a different coach, too?
I don't think it's any secret, you know. I think we have a lot of good players in here, and, at the end of the day, we take accountability for how we performed and not making the playoffs, and, like I said, we have a lot of guys that want to be doing that here, so I'm excited for the future, and I think going forward it's going to be exciting, you know. Every new year brings a new challenge, and like I've been saying, I think we've got a lot of guys with a lot of drive in this room. So we'll have a good summer. You know, it's a big summer for all of us going into next year, and we'll be excited and ready to go for the fresh start.
Like you said, it can be hard to transition in season. How do you think you'll benefit from getting to reset your life this summer and also get to come back next year with a full summer to even workout-wise adjust and reset?
Yeah, it'll be nice. Coming halfway through a year, it's a bit of a gong show at times. Lots of stuff to do, moving stuff, whatever it might be. So I'm super excited to have a full summer and know I'm coming back here for sure and, find a place to live and stuff like that. So, it's never easy, but it's what we signed up for, right? It's part of the job, so just try to take it in stride. But like you said, it'll be really nice to have a full summer to kind of get organized and get my feet back under me.
You had games where you played with Rasmus Dahlin. What impressed you about him, seeing him on the ice and being on the ice with him?
Yeah, I think it's well known that he's a really good player in the NHL. It's different playing with everyone, you know, but I really enjoyed playing with Ras. He's a super smart player, lots of skill, and competes really hard. So he's an awesome player. He's a great leader in this locker room and somebody that we lean on a lot, and someone that we'll continue to lean on moving forward here.
Also help not having to learn systems in the middle of a season? You switch systems, different players, like to have a training camp. What sort of challenge, I guess, how can you describe the challenge the last, 6 weeks of trying to get adjusted on the ice and we'll also be able to just play with instinct and play your game?
Yeah, it's tough. I feel like when I first got here, I kind of just went out and played and I thought I was playing some of my best hockey. But kind of as time goes on, you're trying to learn how the coaches want you to play, trying to learn new systems, and it can kind of, make things a little difficult. I felt like for a stretch, I was thinking too much on the ice, not just going out and playing. And I think, you know, when I go out and play and just trust my instincts is when I play my best. And, you know, I need to be accountable with myself. I wasn't good enough for some parts, but it's not easy as well. So it's going to be very nice, you know, coming in, training camp, everything, to kind of get my feet under me again and get going in the right direction.
How weird are the next 2 months going to be for you? You reasonably thought you might be playing into June again like you did 2 years ago, and then everything changed that day in March. Just what are the next 2 months going to be like, just watching everyone else play?
Yeah, it's never easy. I mean, like I said, you always want to be playing in meaningful games and playing in the playoffs and competing for a Stanley Cup. But at the end of the day, we weren't good enough this year. And, you know, not good enough to get in the playoffs. So that's on us. That's on the team. And it is different, you know, coming from a place where I've made the playoffs every year so far in my career. I've never missed. So it's a bit of a different feeling, you know, playing in meaningless games down the stretch was a weird feeling for me. But, you know, I think the focus now is just on next year and trying to prevent that from happening again.
What are you hoping to see from the next coach this
team? Yeah, you know, to be perfectly honest with you guys, I was only here for a month and a half. You know, it's hard for me to get a read on totally everything that's going on. You know, I think the next coach, whoever it might be, is coming into a good situation. I mean, he's got a lot of good players, good young players to work with and kind of mold into the style of play that he wants us to play. So, you know, I think we all trust our management staff in here that they're going to bring someone in that'll fit our style again.
Well, you've been a part of teams that have gotten to play in the late game. Just how close, you know, knowing this team now and the time you've gotten to, how close do you feel like this team is to having that opportunity to do that?
Yeah, it's kind of a tough question to answer. You know, I was fortunate enough to come into a situation when I was drafted in the NHL where I was on a team that was ready to win right away. I wasn't totally there for the entire build-up, I guess, if you want to call it that. You know, in Colorado, they had some really, really rough years ahead of when I got there, and you know, we started to compete and get it deeper into the playoffs, and then end up winning. So it's kind of new for me as well. I think what excites me the most is just the group of guys we have in here. You know, even only being here for a month and a half or 2 months, I feel like we're a really tight group and everyone cares about each other, which is you know, the most important thing. Everything that happens on the ice starts in here and starts with us. So when you're all on the same page and all you know, believing in the same thing, it makes things a lot easier.
In the short time you've been here, how much have you been able to picture yourself as a Sabre for a long time?
Yeah. You know, coming to a new place, you're never really sure how you're going to fit in or how it's going to work out. I feel like I've fit in here pretty well. Coming somewhere where I know a lot of guys helps with that. But at the end of the day, I want to be part of the solution here. You know, I want to help this team win, and that's definitely the goal moving forward. So we'll see how things play out. But I'm super excited to be here, and, you know, I want to be part of the solution, like I said.
I know you've known Dylan for a long time. Seeing him in this context in an NHL locker room, like, what did you learn about him as a leader, just seeing him, you know, in this context now?
Yeah, you know, Dylan's been a close friend of mine for a long time, and he's a great guy, and you know, cares about everybody in here, which is very important. And I think, you know, there's guys here that are frustrated. It's not fun losing, and that's completely understandable. And you know, a lot of guys gotta look in the mirror and decide what kind of way they want to advance going down the road here. So, you know, Dylan's a winner, and he wants to be a winner. And you know, we all have a lot of growing up to do. You know, we're a young team, but at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of young guys driving the bus for this team down the road. So it's really exciting, I think, whenever you have a young group of guys that are together for a long time. You know, you have a chance to build something really good, so that's what we're looking to do.
And on that note, you go back with Krebs as well, just being here professionally with him, seeing the different kind of roles. He's at least had an opportunity this year. You know, what do you think his potential goes?
Yeah, I've known him for a long time, and you know, he hasn't really changed too much. He's always been one of the hardest working guys off the ice in the gym, you know, on the ice and in practice and everything. And you know, I really think it's you know, up to him in terms of how good he can be or what his role is going to be moving forward. And he's a great guy, and you know, he cares, and he's a winner at heart as well. So I feel like we have a lot of guys like that, you know, a lot of guys that have come from organizations or junior or whatever it might be where they're winning and used to it. So everyone wants to get back to that point, and you know, it's a big summer for all of us to get there.
How was Dylan as a landlord?
I don't know. I don't think he wants to live with me for much longer.
What are you hoping to get out of your summer?
Yeah, I think, you know, I only played here for whatever it was, a month and a half, 2 months. But personally, I don't think I had the best season. Even earlier when I was with Colorado, I think it was a little bit of a disappointing season for myself. So, I know that I got to work extremely hard this summer and come in the best shape possible and work on my game. And, you know, I think that's why you look around the NHL and the best players keep getting better is, you know, their drive to work and continue to improve is above everyone else. So I'm really excited for the summer. I feel like I got lots to work on, lots to improve on, and, you know, I'll be ready to go next season.
World championships an option for you?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.